Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
By the way, I just got to think. People said, yeah, there are, it's hard to do, but there are ways to get people in trouble. If you have good Ring doorbell, you battling, is this, this other email says, if they're battling leftist loonies, record them in your front yard, wrecking your signs with your Ring doorbell, and you can get them for $750 plus replacement charges if they deface political yard signs.
Yep.
But they have to be official signs. They can't be like yours. So it can't be something homemade, you made or something like that. So like yours in your front yard there, because you're a leftist, what is it? You're a leftist loony, and you've got it in your front yard there. And that's it. Someone
can go to town on the guy's Pelosi skeleton.
Yes, I think you can destroy that. I mean, it's somebody's property. It's destruction of property, but I don't think it's a
trespassing. Maybe.
Don't think it falls into the
trespassing for sure.
Yeah, but it's not political sign damage.
Yeah,
it's your stupid joke that got wrecked, and somebody wrecked your skeleton. That's damaging your property indefinitely. On, you know, they're going to go to, but you can't get them the extra $750, which I think is great. And again,
per sign,
I don't. It's just me. Maybe somebody can explain it through. But I mean, is it like Toledo? You've got them in your front yard, so. Are you doing it because you think it's going to make somebody like say, well, if they're voting for him, or is it more just antagonizing people who don't agree with you?
It's first of all, the signs are all Lisa.
Yeah, but
I told her to put up what she wants to put up. For me, I'm not trying to convince anybody.
But is she, do you think? Because I think that's the thing that bothers me is like if I put a sign in my front yard, I'd be doing it to try to make someone upset. I'm not doing it to be like, well, if I advertise, then I'm going to sway some neighbors.
I think she believes that she can sway somebody,
really?
Even if it's one
just
person.
With the words.
Yep.
Maybe swang, or you're just showing the fact that this is the team. It's like putting the Cardinal flag out
there.
Yeah,
exactly. I have a Seahawks
it's your
flag
support.
In my front yard.
Yeah, I get that. But that's in a way, in its own way, that's antagonistic as well.
Oh, yeah. In Cardinal country?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, you're just going, not here.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's, I drive up 24th Street to go home. Sometimes when I take the surface streets and I'll take 24th and they've got all the political ads and they've got one for a lady named Jana Jackson. Now I can't not start singing the second
pleasure
I see
principle.
That. Yeah, pleasure principle if Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. But as I've been driving this road for the last, I don't know how many, it's every 3 or 4 days I decide not to take the freeway. It's beautiful outside, doors off the Jeep, so I'll just go up 24th Street and take the long way back. Somebody has gone through and taken the time and the median to black out a couple of her teeth.
Oh, no.
And it's funny. Like they've made gaps in the front like that. After a while, I'm like, wait a minute. Has that always been like that? Or is that how she really looks? Like a David Letterman gap in her teeth?
She fell down 2 weeks ago.
Is that it? And then they reshot all the photos.
Yeah.
So then I'm driving along and I see new ones up. I'm like, oh, no, she does have good teeth. And then like 3 days later, they're blacked out again. So some guy nearby is just going with a Sharpie and making a gap in her teeth. And I don't know why or what that's doing, but it
makes him happy.
It makes me remember Jana Jackson beyond Miss Jackson, if you're nasty kind of stuff. Because the second I see it, like whatever she's for some school thing, my brain just goes, bam, 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 bam. If I was your girl, oh, the... I start singing Janet Jackson. I don't know if that qualifies her for that. I know nothing about her politically, but I know that she makes me think of songs
oh,
I like.
Nasty
and
boy.
Then she makes me think of when Janet Jackson was really hot. And then she makes me think of a girl I was dating at the time who had the same hair as Janet Jackson, but was white. And I'm like, that's an interesting thing. And then I just have memories of my own life.
Now think about all the votes that Janet Jackson's getting for that very reason.
You think that people are voting because
100%.
Of that? Really? Because they'll look and they'll just go,
you think every voter is informed and knows exactly who
you
they're voting
for? You think that there are people who are standing in the booth last second or at their home ballot or whatever.
You do that with the judges.
Yeah. Oh,
for school people? 100%.
I like that name.
You like the names better? But if you know, like, it's for school stuff, and you're like,
if that one sounds Italian, he's out.
Oh. Whoa. She did do Rhythm Nation. Vote. You're not voting for Janet Jackson, just someone like Rhythm Nation was good.
I'm
I like that. That's
you,
close.
There are a good portion of people out there that are like,
stupid.
Yeah, maybe she's close.
You're humming stupid. The pleasure principle while you're they're filling out your voting card.
Man, I don't know what it is about this lady. I think she's going to do great with schools. We are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
They're doing the dance.
In the world today, we're looking for a better way of life. You got the little army outfit on.
Orenthal Simpson for school board.
Well, see, now I'm in on that guy just for having the courage to keep the name. Orenthal Bronco Simpson. And I'm running for schools. I just think that the signs have gotten to the point where I guess you're right. They do play on the fact that people don't look into anything. So it's the one you remember. I don't know Dr. Hirol Tippernini, but I love saying her name. I feel like I'm about to sing an old timey 30s song, like Tippy Canoe and Tyler too. Tippernini. And I don't know. She's
a
doctor.
When the ballot's in front of you.
Yeah.
A lot of times you've seen that sign over and over. I'm like, okay, I know who that person is.
Well, what
is.
You're doing is being bought.
Yeah.
You basically are like the person with more money just got.
Or there's something in that sign that you just didn't like, you know.
Or Janet Jackson's teeth.
27 kids. I don't know how they're going to be able to do this job.
That is a rule I have. That if you just, and I've noticed that, and I don't know if we've influenced that, but there are a whole lot less of those.
There is.
The pictures of a guy and his 10 kids and his wife, and I'm like, this mother doesn't have time to do anything other than watch them kids. He's got a job, and he wants to run. He's got 10 kids at home. That's not, I like a... Like probably a divorced dad who sees his kid every 14 days or like a mom who never had kids. Although they're sketchy too because you end up with that lady like on The Bachelor who's just constantly telling you how old she is and why she's alone. And somebody just emailed me and said, dude, you got me watching The Bachelorette. You talked about it. I got curious if Holmberg likes it. Why? Maybe I should try. He goes, it's terrible. Of course it's terrible. That's the fun of it. What I'm watching is a lady who you watch now. She can't stop saying, I'm 39 and I'm alone and I don't know why. And I'm watching going, well, it isn't your looks. You're beautiful. So what could it be? Oh, you're crazy. She's insane, this one. Guys don't want to hear how, like, she fast-tracks everything.
She's put together.
She's beautiful. So you got to wonder why every guy in the world has ditched her. And it's got to be because she's bananas. Like, she's, I need her, because she always talks about getting married and, like, immediately.
Yeah, and let me tell you how it's going to be.
Yeah, and
you want to be with me?
This is what's going to have to happen to make this work. And yeah, we've got people like that in the building, like crazy eyes and they're nuts. You see it. The lunatics revealed himself. There's a dude on The Bachelorette, one of the guys who's got crazy Ted Bundy eyes. He's in the booth.
He got whacked.
I don't think he was kind of an Italian looking dude. But I kind of want to deface political signs. I think it would be fun to go out in the middle of the night with a Sharpie and make funny teeth.
I agree.
But I want to meet the guy who does it. This dude is it's relentless up 24th Street. Janet Jackson can put up new poster after new. She's got 1,000 of them. And all of them had a tooth missing by the time I got from Monday to – and then there were new ones with their teeth – and now they're blacked out again. And I can't stop giggling at the fact that that's one dude. That's a guy. Who just will not accept Janet Jackson for some school position. Like, it means that much to him. Or he just thinks that his artwork is so funny.
Or is it helping? Because, I mean, look, she's getting all kinds of publicity on the air right now.
Yeah, no, that's true. Is that I can't not see her name. I don't know who's running against her.
And
is it Dr. Hirol Tippernini? Because I see her signs everywhere, too, and that's it. If it's Hirol Tippernini or Janet Jackson, I'll vote for one of the two of them. Because I feel sorry for Jana.
Schmuck's already in, right?
Oh, Schmuck was in. And then so was that Fuchs lady who I loved very much.
And did you know who was voting against, or running against him, or did you just go by name alone?
No. If you've got the kind of courage to get through life with the name Schmuck, and not only that, you decide to get into a profession where your name is a giant billboard advertisement, just say Schmuck. Like, this dude is solid. Like, he is well-adjusted because I would be hiding in a corner if I was Schmuck all my life. I wouldn't be putting it on banners and sticking it out there voluntarily. So, yeah, I like him. I don't know what he does. What does he do?
I don't know.
He's in there.
I just remember seeing those signs.
Ken Fuchs, and then it was like, what was that? The other one. There was a lady that.
Well, she did. She worked on her hair after.
No. That was the other lady, yeah. Gilbert. That wasn't her. But there was the Fuchs one that looked like it was a dirty word. There's a couple others.
Frank Schmuck.
Schmuck. He's great. What does he do?
He got defeated in 2016.
By a guy named Glasscock?
I'll have to look up Glasscock.
I'd vote for Dickhead or Glasscock over a Schmuck. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm studying.
Frank Schmuck still has his website up, though. You can order a sign.
Yeah. I don't care about the school stuff, and that's pathetic of me to say, but it's true. I don't think – did you really look too deep into it? I know Lisa does. I know you guys do at your house because mm-hmm. it immediately impacts you.
Yeah.
But I really don't think they do anything.
What? The signs?
Think, yeah. I don't know the people that are actually going to get the job.
Like who is
– yeah. I don't think well, I will say, but see, I have a problem with you saying that, and then for weeks now you've been telling people if you're not interested in your local election.
Oh, no, I just don't think that's local politics. I think that's
it is, though.
I think we've turned it into a state job. It's a state job.
It's the Mesa school board?
Yeah, I don't care about schools. That's my thing. I don't care about schools. You don't have to vote on that. Yeah, I don't probably skip it. But the politics of it, like your representatives and stuff. Mesa school board, she's not making any political choices on my end. She's just basically divvying out money. She just has an agenda to divvy out school money. That doesn't – and again, I'll admit it.
And policy. I mean, it's not just money.
Doesn't bother me.
I know it doesn't bother you, but I'm just telling you what is going on. Right. They screwed up
things. She's not going to do anything for me.
How do you get to a point where you're not sitting there stuck in the mud going, all right, they're going to screw it up. Yeah. You want to try and have faith that you can vote somebody.
That's why I'm so for sterilization. I think eventually we should get rid of all schools and children.
I
went through it, but it's paid for. Look, not only did my parents pay their way through, I'm 48 years old. I've seen my taxes. I've paid my public schooling. So I'm more than willing to kick in, but they're not going to and the public school person that I vote for isn't going to raise or lower taxes on schools. They're just the recipient.
No, they have no idea.
They have no call on it.
Right.
They just basically say, here's what I'll do when the money shows up.
Right.
So it's just a job. It's like voting for a sanitation director.
But I will say
important job.
It's important, but it doesn't really matter politically.
From our side, there's a huge in Mesa, there's a good portion of the school board that is for school choice.
Yeah.
Now that sounds great and all that, but if you dive into it, basically what that means is
for school life.
Is that you have a choice of going to charter school or public school?
Right.
So school choice takes money away from public school.
Good.
Because there's half a dozen legislators in Phoenix that are making money off of the charter
Fantastic.
Schools.
Yeah, take it away then, all of it.
All of it?
Yeah, take it all away.
Okay.
Fend for yourselves. You're the one who had the little rat bastards. You teach them. That's what they used to do in the 1800s, and things worked out fine. I mean, aside from, everybody dying at birth and stuff. Otherwise, if you made it through, you got to go to that one-room schoolhouse. No, I just don't think that one is going to be monumental. You can't really make a bad mistake on that. Like, you can't get somebody. Well, you can't. Well, for you, but you can.
Right.
Like, you can have somebody you disagree with, but it's not going to topsy-turvy it so badly that it all goes away. They'll fix that. I think staying local is like politics. When you're voting for people's jobs, that's a little different. Yeah. Where it's just like you really don't affect policy except for in the school system. Yeah, sure.
And most of the school system right now seems like in the cities, it's about we need more money.
Right.
So I think that all the
and they
people
can't get
running
it.
Are right. for that.
Sure. Yeah, but again, like John said, the school district doesn't have
right.
S to do about
They don't have anything to do with
money.
It. They just sit and wait for the money to show up. And that's up to the local politicians. I say defund it all. Let them crumble.
Wow, that's extreme.
Defund public schools.
Are you going to take a knee here after the show?
Yeah, I am. And here's the reason why. It's because I really enjoyed, from a entertainment standpoint, all you parents for the last 8 months without public schools. And all you bitched about was how public schools suck, public schools this, public schools that. And you could not wait to shove your kids back into a public school. Once they were at home, you're like, oh, my God, I'll never complain to a teacher again. Whatever the funding is, we'll get it to them. I'll personally pull out whatever it takes to keep this kid out of my house for months on end. I loved every second of it. Because public schools always got a bad rap. They suck. They are this, that, until you had to watch your own kids. Then all of a sudden, Mrs. Johnson and her liberal ways weren't so bad. Will you babysit my child for 8 hours, please, every day? I'm just tired of it. I think I'm just done with the political thing. It's gone on way too long.
13 days.
I want to burn it all
13
down.
13 days and 1 month left.
It's made me.
The after.
Yeah, I'm going to vote and I'm going to get involved.
The afterglow.
I just feel so incredibly apathetic because it's just, it's weighed on me.
I think we need to shorten the election season.
Completely.
I think we need to make it, what, 3 months maybe?
Maybe. When Megan said that last night, she goes, I've seen these people so much, I now hate all of them.
All of them.
And I'm like, that's so true. And it's apathy and it's cynicism and it's misery and blah, blah, blah. I should get over that. But boy, it's tough.
No, you really shouldn't get over that. You should use maybe that to kind of enact change. I don't know how that happens, but.
Yeah. Vote for everybody I haven't heard of yet. The guys who had no money. I don't know. But, and then the judges. I only vote for the guys who sound like they're hangers. You know what I mean?
Like, if I've heard something about a bad, if I've heard one bad Yelp review or something, that judge doesn't retain a seat.
If the judge, they're like offensive linemen. If I know too much about you, you probably commit a lot of penalties. So I'm going to go ahead and vote against that. I skip the judges. I don't want to take a job away or give a job to somebody that.
This is actually the first year where I went down the judicial review on every one of
did
them.
You really?
I did. And it,
what a waste of time.
Agreed. There are too many of them.
Yeah.
How many people actually do that, though?
None.
Or they're just voting for Janet Jackson.
0.1%. I'm the one guy.
Yeah. I voted for Dean Martin 1 year because of his name.
Yeah.
I literally
what
did. I'm
say?
Like, I don't know who the hell.
Yeah, what'd they say?
I admit it. I freely admit it, though.
But if we could get
just
Dean
like
Martin,
you voted for Schmuck. Yeah, I mean, Schmuck, you didn't know what he did.
I have no idea what his job
name
is.
I'm taking it.
I don't even know if I could vote for him because I don't think he was in my area. I like Sal DiCiccio because he sounds like he's going to burn some
villages. I voted for him, too.
DiCiccio's awesome. I don't know if he's any good at his job. I didn't. I actually do. But I was like, DiCiccio had me right off the bat. He doesn't say his name right. It's DiCiccio. Sal DiCiccio. No. Don't say sissy. Yeah, there's tons of the name part.
And mine inspector and all that other kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff, I just skip that. Yeah. Mine inspector is the same as the schools thing. It's just, it shouldn't be something voted on. It should be appointed. I think they should appoint someone. And that would piss people off. But that gets you involved in the other side of it. But yeah, mine inspector. When's the last time we screwed that up and like, oh, I should have never voted for that guy? It doesn't happen.
We looked up constable. Remember you ran for constable one year? All you do is you serve warrants.
Yeah.
And something else. You don't have to have a law enforcement background.
I think I ran for it because we found out, like, I'm qualified.
You are very much qualified.
I don't even think you need, like, a high school education and a couple hours a week.
That's it.
I can do that.
And you get paid $36,000 a year.
And can you drive?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm capable. Mine inspector, I think I might be I don't think I have to be a geologist. I think I might be borderline qualified for mine inspection.
Let me find out.
All you do is go in there, shut it down.
Yeah, you look at it and just go, what are you doing? You're going to kill all the miners. What? You Gordon Ramsay are mines? If you shut them all down, I look like I'm doing something.
You're sweating on the coal.
You are killing all the canaries.
The state mine inspector shall be a resident of this state for at least 2 years before election.
Got that.
Not under 30 years of age.
Got it.
And shall have been practically engaged in and acquainted with mines and mining in this state.
Practically, I have been.
And shall have at least 4 years experience in mining or experience
I've done that.
Or in
no,
industry.
No, sure I have. I put a little cap on and go right down in there.
He spelunks.
I spelunk, my friend.
He watched Coal Miner's Daughter
that's
years
right.
ago. He's qualified.
That's right. I remember
him and Duke.
That's training.
And that's right. Tommy that's Lee Jones was film. In that. I watched that 100 times just to get the impression. I'm qualified for mine inspector. Hey, we need you to take a look at this. What do you need? This mine here. I've taken a look at it, and it's I concur. There. It's a mine.
Entrance. It looks good.
He's good. Yeah, he is good, isn't he? I seen Coal Miner's Daughter.
You want to go down in there? No need.
I also watched that movie about them, what are they, Chilean guys?
They're 33.
Man, you're overqualified at this point.
At this point, I've it's just the extra schooling, Brett. It's the extra education. It's the extra mile I've taken there. Mine inspector, I'm close on. It's that whole being involved in mines for 4 years.
You were around your dad. Your dad's got experience in engineering.
He didn't really have any. No
not mines. In mines, but.
I could lie.
It says an industry adjacent to mining. Construction is adjacent, right?
So's radio. We talk to miners.
I suppose.
I've gone to schools
I'm
and spoken to miners.
I'm more qualified than you.
If Hubbard A&M.
That's true. Your dad University. Is a gold miner.
And my cousin.
It's legacy for you.
I think and you're good friends with Tom Massey.
I am?
Gold prospector from the GP, the Gold Prospectors of America, from Gold Fever.
No, I'm not good mining. Friends with that. I'm not going to lie like that, Brady.
What is he talking about? Who's that?
He says I'm friends with Tom Massey from Gold Fever. What is awful golf? TV show.
Oh.
Yeah. Gold, 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 gold.
Brady
gold,
loves
gold.
Right,
that's right.
I'm not
made me look up the theme.
Well, you're going to help me lose this election, aren't you, pal?
There goes the pal again.
There's pal coming at you. And you said yesterday somebody hit Brady with a boss right off the bat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were over at M&P Guns just dicking around. All of a sudden, some guy walks by and goes, hey, excuse me, boss. And Brady's talking to somebody else.
He wasn't even facing me.
He calls you boss.
My back was to him.
But excuse me, boss.
But in Brady's defense,
Brett,
the guy
got a ruling.
He did say it to him. He did say
yeah,
it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Brady's defense, the guy even answered the phone. Yeah, no, we don't have that 12-gauge. Okay, thanks, boss. And then
he calls everybody
phone.
Boss.
Yeah, everybody's boss in that place.
Was it the same guy or different?
It was the same guy. It was the same guy, yeah.
You guys went gun shopping together?
Was it Henry?
That is adorable.
No, yeah, we were hanging with him, but it was John.
And let me tell you this. Eric and Brady would have never gone gun shopping together. One of them would have gotten killed.
Oh my God.
Would have been a Hamilton Bird duel.
You would have had to send Jeremy with a GoPro just to film it.
No, because I don't want to catch film. I don't know who would have gotten murdered. It would have been a duel for sure, and it would have been zero paces. But you and Brett decided to go to a glorious M&P gun test. Did you get one?
No, I got a couple of supplies. Some lead.
You got some of the armory. Okay, yeah. Good. And Brett, did you
clean,
pull up another?
I bought some ammo.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know they sold ammo.
Probably go back next week.
I didn't know they sold all. I know the advertisement. They
are
sold.
Strapped with ammo
okay.
Right now. They're waiting on a shipment. Byron says they're getting a shipment today.
I need to get down there.
Well, the crazy part is like most gun stores are sold out of it. And I was like, hey, you got 9mm? Yep, got a bunch right over here. I'm like, you do? I'll take some.
It's all new.
Well, I was just curious
what
to see.
It's not pawned ammo.
No, it's not.
It's like
new. Gently used shotgun.
No, they have it on consignment.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
You want to sell it? Some money.
There's a Lee Harvey Oswald box. And,
you want to sell it or pawn it?
What was that? Hammocker? What was the name of the gun he shot? Bolt action?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize. For some reason, my head was like, yeah, they've got ammo, but it's because somebody died and they sold dad's ammo.
Oh, no, they are stocked.
The estate ammo sale.
Well, I don't know. Well, you have to get rid of it.
Well, we got some cannonballs over here.
We can't unload those. Those are very cheap right now. So you just got some
and
bullets.
I wanted to see the store because it talked about the selection.
Yeah.
Man, it was huge. Was bigger than I thought.
It's huge. That store takes up a lot of real estate. You don't realize
that
Mo Money Pawn is as big as it is when you're driving by. And then as you're driving by, you're like, that's a big place. It's not small. Yeah. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen Eric and Brady go get guns together. But good job, Brett.
We were having a catch.
You guys had a catch. Did you go get a little snack after? Brady doesn't.
Yep.
Yeah,
went to lunch.
I figured Brady, you're not going anywhere with Brady without a quick snack. Where'd you guys go?
Yeah,
Culver's?
Hop Dottie.
Yeah. Oh, you went to the Hop Dottie over there on the
20th. I hadn't been there in a long time yet.
Camelback?
Yeah. It's good.
It's okay. Yeah. Their system kind of messes with me.
It is.
That it does.
Yeah, I don't like the system.
We were
system.
Talking about that yesterday, as a matter of fact.
And now either wait on me or don't.
Yeah.
With the separation, too, it just delays it even more a little bit.
Yeah. Food's good.
Yeah.
But I get confused by that. I ordered it, and now you're going to give me a waiter? I've done a lot of the thing. Now you're just doing some legwork. And what do I do with the tip here? Where do I go with this?
Yeah.
You end up
now they have it right on the machine, but then you feel like,
well, you tip right off the bat.
Do I throw again?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand it. I got too confused. They have good stuff, though. You kids had a nice date yesterday.
Cute. The kiss goodbye would surprise me.
Now, by the way, speaking of the politics, did you make the move?
No.
You guys want to go out?
Brett
and,
went in. Aggressive.
You guys want to go shoot your weapons on a second date? We'll pay for it.
Are you guys going to pay for it?
Yeah,
I'm in. Let's do it.
Second date?
Maybe that's expensive,
I think
man.
You two should go up in a hot air balloon and start shooting at school children or something.
Oh.
I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what the hell you two are up to.
That sounds like a fun date.
Two pervert, you gun nuts, weirdos. Get a couple AR-15s and go up like the lunatics that we've got running all over the place. The only time I listen to celebrities about politics is what I'm about to tell you. This is the only time it resonates with me, the only time that a celebrity can tell me something and be like, you know what? I completely agree. There are adult film stars speaking out that Amy Coney Barrett cannot go into the Supreme Court because she has done things in the past that have made it so anytime there's been sex worker, which includes the porn industry, any sex worker decisions, she leans on her religion to put a stop to it. So the porn industry is worried that if she gets in there, her history speaks for itself. When given the option to rule on cases that will impact the sex workers, it's clear she leans on her radical conservative religious beliefs, and it will slow down the porn industry.
So now, they've been protected by RBG the whole time?
RBG has kept porn wide open. And that's the one thing we always knew about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah, man.
Now is that she was a reason that porn blew up the way it did. But
now they're making our porn political. Now I'm going to have to watch a Mark Kelly ad before I tune into Pornhub next week.
They politicize porn, but we can't have that. We can't have the Supreme Court making any decisions. It was protected years ago. The First Amendment protects pornography completely. Just can't be in the workplace. And the one lady, Mary Moody, who is a penthouse pet, and she's a chatterbait broadcaster, but not just a chatterbait broadcaster, Brady. She was chatterbait broadcaster of the year, 2019.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, she's got it figured out. She's very concerned that the optimistic approach of assuming Barrett will simply set aside her extreme beliefs and not make judgments towards the porn industry eventually is just dreaming. She's going to infiltrate the porn industry. We can't have that. You do not interrupt my flow of alcohol or pornography. Those two things will sail forward as a free American. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We all jerk off together.
Is it short-sighted maybe a little bit? Because if you cut down on the amount of people working in the porn industry, the ones that are then working get paid more.
Brady?
Supply and demand.
She's not talking about cutting back on jobs. She's talking about distribution, making legalities, certain things. You know, in Japan, they have to digitally blur out a lot of genitals because the government got involved in their porn. Can't have that.
Bastards.
And I speak for every person from every political walk of life. From Jeffrey Toobin, who's clearly a Democrat, very much on the left, and he couldn't stop jerking off to porn during a meeting, for God's sakes. Now, we've had Republicans jerking off. We've had middle independents. We all do it. Porn is the thing that drives this nation. We don't like to talk about it.
It's the one thing both sides can agree on, jerking off.
Absolutely. Now, what we agree on what we watch in porn is different. Some people have crazy extreme, but it's all available to us. Porn has also driven the electronics industry for the last 60 years. Without the porn industry, the electronics would be so far behind what they are today. Your Oculus is built on it. 4K television is built on it. TiVos started because of porn. We started with home videos. We moved on to what's going on our phones. Phone videos are because of porn.
And didn't
it's
you make
porn.
The argument once, maybe it was the new website that you went to, that 4K porn has forced porn stars to actually look a little better?
Yeah,
in some
it's caused a beautification of porn stars because we can't have the hogs back in there anymore because their butt zits were showing
butt
too
zits,
much.
That's what
butt zits were butt zits didn't exist in 80s DVDs or on tape.
You didn't see the detail.
Not in standard detail.
You didn't see it. And then all of a sudden HD came along and you're like, whoa, with the butt zits. And then when 4K came, we just don't hire butt zits anymore. We just don't do it. Unless you're one of those weirdos that does amateur searches.
With all the filters nowadays, and some people in this building can attest, you know, we can get rid of butt zits. That's not a problem.
But some people can't because the project is not funded for filtering.
Mm.
It's butt zits. Amateur porn, which if you search it out, I highly recommend you go to night vision or some sort of a room where if the camera angle goes back door and there's butt zits, it's an immediate out. You have to. I personally search romantic lovemaking. A lot of that, because those tend to be the more beautiful people.
But then it's always got that beautiful music in the background. That's awesome. Stuff. Not someone getting railed.
I don't need that.
Yeah. I'm going for railing.
You like the railing?
Oh, yeah.
You like butt sits, because a lot of that is hand in hand. But if this starts to
affect... So if ACB gets in...
So now I'm starting to think to myself, maybe we should hold off on this nomination, because I need to know more about how she's going to stymie porn. We can't have that. Abort all you want. That's a topic I don't care about. That's up to you. That's an individual's choice. But if you start telling me that my masturbation habits are now somebody else's responsibility, well, I tell you, I'm going to be angry. I'll be marching around like crazy with signs. Bring back butt zits. Now, unless she's into banning butt zits, like that would be fantastic. She's like, I like my porn flawless. A good dermatologist got involved before we had the scene shot, and none of these people had butt zits. You don't want that on camera. Everybody's got flaws, but that's the whole point of the porn, is that you don't want butt zits. I can even handle like back zits. That doesn't, but butt zits are no good. Razor burning butt zits. It's like you weren't ready for today's job. And I'm a little tired of the strange tattoos. That's getting a little weird to me. There's this one dude who's got all the letters of the alphabet tattooed from his hip to his foot.
All 24?
All 24 of them, Brett. And then, but I can't not look at that. It's like alphabets. You try to start making words and...
And then start singing Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star.
Why?
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I know the order.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make words out of it. It's like a vegetable soup that had the letters in it, and you'd start stirring it around and see if words would happen. His leg looks like words. And then I get all lost. But if this lady affects the porn industry, trust me, there will be hell to pay. Don't screw around with our porn. What was it, 1960s or 70s? Was it the Flint thing? And he went in and fought for his right to be Hustler, and it was anti-porn. And then they had that thing that one guy said Playboy is not...
it was 73, I think.
Because of the articles, Playboy is not pornographic and can be in a workplace. Remember, we used to get Playboy delivered here to the station because it's protected under the First Amendment as a periodical of information. It just happens to have some naked photos in it. No different than Nat Geo or GQ. So they said that the articles kept that from being pornography. Fantastic.
I forgot we used to get that. That's right.
Playboy used to be in this building. Used to show up in the mail. Dude named Ernesto was still on the tag. And Ernesto was evidently...
Did he have a lifetime subscription? Because that thing was coming years after he was gone.
Somebody was paying it.
He was doing mornings in 1978.
Ernesto?
I think so.
That was Cupid?
I think that was that guy.
He was the last Cupid guy?
And when I got here, Ernesto's Playboys were in my mailbox. Every month. And I'm like, got a new one from Ernesto.
Well, yeah, Lane was the one that did the mail back then, so she would just throw it
in
the box
her.
All the
time. I don't
know
who. Ernesto also, he was like a program director in the early years. He was mornings and then did program director for like 81 to 83 or 82.
Yeah, that's where I had
and then gone.
Kick in.
Chuck must have kept paying that bill all those years.
Of course he did.
Yeah, just pay it.
Just drop it on my desk first.
Keep those magazines coming. Because they keep me doing the same. So, yeah, I don't like that porn's involved, and I don't like when porn stars are the only celebrities that when they get loud, I'm like, what are they saying? Things change when they're like, I don't like this. Politically, I don't align with a lot of them. In fact, there's one girl that I really – Larry and I both liked her a ton at one point. I forgot her name now. But she started to shout out political things in her videos, like in the beginnings of them. She would talk about – like she was so like Democrat. And she started to go Griffith is her last name.
Maybe she'll come Jeanine back Griffith. And F your feelings, F
yeah,
your feelings.
No, she's the other way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jeanine Griffith. Somebody needs to do it to her. You know what? Shut up, F your feelings. We need a Trump guy to bang her like crazy. That would be a great
Janice
video.
Janice Griffith.
And she's great.
Well, what's she look like?
She's amazing and fun to watch. Like, she's a performer. But in the beginning of a couple of her videos, she started getting all political. And Larry even said, have you noticed? I've seen that one, Larry. The sad thing is Larry and I were jerking off to the same Pornhub videos for a little bit. He's like, I don't – and evidently, yeah, he follows her. That she doesn't look good there.
No, she looks all right there.
He follows her on social media, and she got really political.
I'm sure.
You can't follow porn stars on social media. That's just a waste of everybody's time.
I got to stop then.
Do you?
No.
Do you have any on your Instagram you follow?
No.
You should. Because it would be eye-opening for you because it would be fun. But most of the time, if you're a fan of them, don't follow them. You don't want to get to know your porn star. Just use them for what they're used for. I don't think you want to be friends with them. We've met a couple. You don't want to be friends with them. It's weird. Yeah, she's altogether right. She does a good job. She's very good at her job. I'll tell you that. But she got all political.
Is she still in the industry, or have you got any new videos?
You know what? I don't know. I've got a couple standards, a couple go-tos that when I see them, I'm like, you know what? It's like watching Shawshank Redemption. It's on. It's Casino for me. Whenever Janet's, you know, I always go to the personal selections for you that YouPorn puts up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're and there's that one from, there's Janice and an old classic, clickety-click. I like a lot of her videos.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, I don't need to hear from her. But I do need to know that if politics is getting involved in porn, and I think they're smart enough to know that porn pays for schools and roads, and it's the industry no one talks
to.
They're not going to screw around with it too much. Remember that lady in Scottsdale that shut down all the
– Manross?
Yeah, Mary Manross shut down the clubs and stuff. No more lap dances, and you had to be four. She did social distancing with strippers way before it was cool. And all the clubs were mad, and then pasties came in, and she was like, we're not having it in my city. And then they just moved. They're like, fine, we won't. And you started to notice
that
they lost a ton of money, and they were like, we got to bring this back. The next mayor came in and said, Babes is open again. Yeah. All the cabarets are back to normal.
Keep it under your hat, but they're all open.
There's a school like right down the street. Yeah, that Babes paid for. Shut up, dummy. You moron. Porn pays for an awful lot of stuff.
Babes Elementary is running strong.
Fine. Name it after him. I don't care. Little babes. Future babes. Hey, look, from what I'm reading, if your kid goes to public schools, their best job opportunity probably is the pole. And you just put your girl back in one. Eh, forget about it. All she's doing is hanging out and meeting strippers now.
Highlighter High School.
That's right. That's the way she would be. I love that they named that school after Beavis and Butthead had already gone to Highland High School. And then we got a brand new school called Highland here. I'm like, oh, idiots. What's on the big board of musical treats today, Brett?
All right. Wake Up Song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shops over there in Mesa. Got Municipal Waste, Five Finger Death Punch, Beartooth, Slipknot, Kid Rock, yeah. Except somebody wanted to hear anything from Boston dedicated to Toledo, Toledo this morning. Parkway Drive, Bullet Boys. I don't know where the hell that one came from.
Well, because of you and Brady.
Yeah.
You were the Bullet Boys yesterday. Yeah.
It actually came in before we talked about that story. So
they must have seen you. Maybe it was a dude.
I don't know
Brady
if I want
Boss.
To hear Smooth Up in You though.
I do. With Brady, you and Brady have Come Bullet on. Boys. That's your theme song. You two kids are the Bullet Boys.
Chimera, Parkway Drive, Devil Driver, Nine Inch Nails.
And we're doing Boston. Too many people were upset yesterday. We're doing Boston. Brett, pick a Boston song.
Let's do, was it Foreplay, Long Time, whatever that was. I know it's Foreplay.
Hey, way to go.
Wait, hold on a second.
I didn't say I was a super fan.
Was
just
that an Asian
song.
Boston song? Oh, I love Foreplay, Long Time. Three, Foreplay, Long Time. What Boston song do you need
to
hear?
It's Foreplay, Long Time, right? I'll bet it is.
If it is, I'm going to hand it to you because I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds great. Foreplay, Long Time.
There you go.
No,
thank you.
It is Foreplay/Long Time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they had Asian names for their songs. It's a great song, too. I never knew it was called that. I'm bad with names of songs. Foreplay, Long Time from a Boston. You come from a Massachusetts. Foreplay, Long Time for Toledo. That's how that works. It's beautiful. Now, how did your date end? You went over to the gun place, M&P Guns. You go over to Hop Dottie afterwards. Did Brady list off like 30 restaurants in the area for you to choose from?
We did drive around the Colonnade a couple times.
Oh, you were together?
I was following him.
So you drove around for a little bit.
Yeah.
And just followed Brady.
Because he couldn't decide. There was a barbecue joint he was looking for.
What were you looking for?
I couldn't remember the exact name, but I remember it was – I thought it was in the Colonnade, but it's not there anymore.
Okay. And then and a Hop Dottie, how did you – well, Brett, that was fun.
We went to – then I went across the street and like, oh, Hop Dottie's good. I haven't been there in a long time. See if it's still good.
But then did you shake hands? How did you end it?
It was just a – it was a first,
It was kind of an awkward, well, that was – fun. Thanks for not
and
shooting me like Eric.
And I texted him immediately. Had a great time.
Oh, it's too soon, Brett.
I know.
Let it simmer. Let him think about you.
Kind of a three-day rule.
Let him think about you for a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I followed you home. Hope you don't mind. Foreplay, Long Time.
I had to go home and learn about one of my guns a little better because I wanted to buy some 12-gauge shells.
Yeah.
Like what
you found out you had a 20-gauge?
No, it's 12-gauge.
No, what size,
But what size is the proper one to go in? I don't know.
I made that mistake once when a cop said, I got a ton of, Sig Sauer stuff.
Yeah.
See, I got 38. It loads. I'm like, I need bullets for that. He goes, all right. And I got it. I bought it from him.
38, 39, whatever it takes.
It's 39, 40s, whatever you're hanging on to. And they're bigger.
Really?
For a Sig than they are for a different gun.
There's like 38 special, there's 38 in. Super.
Right. And I didn't know that. And this was just like they don't fit in any other gun but the one he had. So I got I had loads of boxes of stuff because I just figured it would slide right in there. Did I even ask him? I'm like, it'll go. I'm like, okay. But they're like, it was like blacked.com. Those things were not going in at all. I got loads of those if you want them. You can try them in your 12-gauge.
I'll cram them in there. I'll tape them up.
I mean, together. Put a little tape on there. Once that hammer hits, it's going out. It's just going to rattle. That's all. I know guns.
Yeah.
I figured that out. Yeah,
but
they scare
me. We did find some decorations for Brady's barn yesterday, too. I sent those pictures over yesterday.
Sets of horns.
The horns.
The now, Texas
you
longhorns.
Found some taxidermied stuff, but the big longhorns.
The boss hog horns
you
right
did
there.
Not get
at
them?
A marlin.
We saw them as we were walking out.
Yeah.
So you hadn't left yet?
No.
You could have turned right around and gotten
those
horns.
We had to continue our date.
Yeah. Hop thought he wasn't going to wait.
No.
Brady was getting hungry. Well, I'm rooting for you kids to make this all work out. I'm just shocked. That makes me happy, though, as kind of, you know, the king of the idiot show, to have the staff getting along well enough to go up buy firearms together. That's something we couldn't have had before. Not without arguments and possible gunplay. I mean, you two had a nice time. You went and got some food. I don't think that would have gone over as well just a year ago. So good on you, Brady.
Yeah.
You're making friends. Making friends with a new kid real fast, and I appreciate that. Now, don't go killing each other, please.
He did call me back and said, it's me, not you.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you don't do that after you've been gun shopping.
I know.
You don't have a bad date after gun shopping. In fact, if you have a first date with a girl, take her out for ammo shopping and then call her right after and go, I don't know if this is working. Just scare the hell out of her.
He's so well armed. Just be nice to him.
Oh, I'll be nice to you. Toledo can't find Boston. I think it's
he's lying.
Sabotage.
I get it's got to be in the system from Castle X.
Of course it does.
Richard!
He's pretending it can't go in. He's downloading it in now.
He can't find foreplay long time?
Look how fast I found it on my phone.
I was just going to do the same thing.
Already got it. Just plug it into my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hiding.
It's got to be in the system because Castle X plays that song.
He's hiding.
He could be stalking the mercantile, just getting things organized.
You're not going to believe this.
You got it?
Yeah.
Do it.
I don't know if it'll play. Why won't it play? Oh, it won't go in. Why not?
You can't add it?
I don't know.
Lube it.
Lube it. Slide it in there, man. No, I just moved that into the wrong spot. I'm making mistake after mistake. Here we go. No, it won't play.
Oh, yeah!
Take that, Toledo. Delaying. Screw you, Richard. It's foreplay long time because I said so. Boston for Toledo and his liberal front yard.
Yuck!
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.